I'm emotionless, and you know, Ernesto's got emotion. I have no emotions when it comes to relationships.
I can see that,
but some form of emotion, but no, not like the ones where it's
you
like
you can't walk it back. You can't walk it back.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, I have no emotion.
Well, I guess lust is an emotion, right?
Who knows? It's been a long time, but I talk to you almost every day.
Well, I told you.
We don't talk that much. Every 3 days. Let's just say every 3 days we talk.
I think it's even less than that now. Yeah,
it's like every 3 months.
Still not even that, man.
Sometimes I phone it in and shoot them a text. Hey, man. I feel obligated, like a girlfriend. Like, I have to be like, hey, how you doing?
Touch base.
Ooh.
We have to touch bases.
Just our butts. Well, you're not either, man.
Wait, if I was, we would be.
We would be.
I'm staying here from now on, man. I'm not going there anymore. You're not going to get me. Not going to get me like that, bro.
Too funny. No, I'm not. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like you're like, all right, let's touch bases. And I turn around and I have like a strap on. But I'm a dude. Why would I have a strap on?
That's gonna be my new ringtone.
I'm a dude. Why do I have a strap on? Me, 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 me.
No music. Just that repeating itself. It's looping for like, and I'm not gonna answer the phone right away. I'm gonna let people wait.
You're like, oh, this one could go to voicemail. Who is that? Oh, it's my grandma. It's fine.
It's my grandma saying, but I'm a dude. Think about what you're saying, Nate. That doesn't even make any sense.
I was saying that's who was calling you, your grandma. She came back from the dead and is calling you. She has 1 second to talk to you, and you're like, nope. I gotta let this ringtone play. She can have my voicemail. She has 5 minutes of conversation, and then she goes back. You're like, nope.
No.
And it's kind of like a payphone because the answering machine answered, so you don't get your quarterback. Do you remember those days? Because if it didn't answer, you'd get your quarterback.
Right.
So if an answering machine answered,
it would automatically
take your quarter because the line can't. Yeah.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, my cousins taught me a trick, and it was call collect.
Oh yeah.
And just in that time where you're supposed to say your name.
This is a collect call from.
Pick me up at blah blah blah.
Yeah. Do you accept the charges?
No.
Yeah. No. Click. Yeah. You're like.
It was a free. It's like a free way to get.
Wasn't the phone number 1-800-COLLECT?
There's a couple.
And then, well, there was the 1010-220 that allowed you the 99 cents for the first 20 minutes.
Oh my god, dude, you're going way back. 1010-220.
Yeah.
They used to have like fucking commercials for it. Like, how? How do you make money off of that business?
Well, actually, here's what happens, because 1010-220 was actually MCI.
Yeah.
So say you add AT&T for your long distance carrier, it would override their rates, and MCI would charge you on your AT&T bill. So they were able to get money off of whoever your long distance carrier was.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
It was like how they hack caller IDs now. Now they're hacking your long distance, because you had local back in the day, you had local and long distance.
Right.
So your local would be whoever your provider is locally, and then you'd pick like Sprint, MCI, AT&T. What was another one that was out there? Yeah, I think those were like the three big ones. But yeah, but when you hit the 1010-220, MCI, it allowed MCI to charge your bill.
still doesn't make any sense.
So like, say you pick Sprint.
The infrastructure, what I'm saying is that, so they would be the ones that would be connecting you on the way out.
Correct.
Okay, I get
so you. If you had Sprint as long as you're long distance, MCI would charge your Sprint bill.
Right.
Kind of like when you have those things that charge to your cell phone bill. That was 10, 10, 220. That was like the first one, if you think about it. You know, like the, why do I have this $4 charge? You know, and it's like Jamster. You remember the Jamster commercials with the frog?
No, I don't.
It was like, text this number to blah, 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 and get your free ringtone.
Oh, yeah, I do now. Yeah. What? I fucking hated those fucking services.
But people would do it. It was $10 a month on your bill, and then you'd be charged for the ringtone on your bill.
Right.
So that's nuts. Yeah, that's so fucking, it was the 10-10, the new 10-10-220.
To like steal your money, you know, like,
and just sneak it in underneath. Yeah,
I feel like that's how subscription services are right now. I mean, they're not stealing your money because they're providing you a service,
and then on top of that, you sign up for it.
You signed up for it, right?
Yeah. So no, I know that. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that like you have so many subscription services that by the end of the, your check is fucking halfway gone. You're like, holy shit, man, like.
Yeah, no, I did the math. My subscription services are more than my cable bill.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Like, for example, Paramount Plus, hell of a company. If you want to give it to us free. I get Channel 2, I get all the locals and all that stuff. So it's like, okay, I could see that going that, because that's like my big fear of cutting the cord. My locals, live TV. That's what scares me, because it's like I'm not going out of my way to get this digital antenna to put on my chimney and to get the local stations that I can't record or do anything like that. Like,
you don't need to. Oh, you might need to because you're far out there.
Not at all. I'm like right by Chicago. I could pee on Chicago.
Well, then you could just get a regular digital antenna for your television.
Yeah, but it's got to be by a window, or it's got to be rant. It's like an antenna, like the old school bunny ears, you know.
Yeah.
But I would have to, for like, say, like, you know, you have all these cable outlets, like the coax cable. You can actually like splice the wires into that, and then you'll get a signal out of it. And then everybody will have antenna like they did back in the day. But I'm not doing that. When I could just log into something and there's my TV.
Right.
So what I think like Disney Plus should do, they should have like channel like ABC available on it, you know, like your local ABC. That's how they should do it. And then you could see like the hardwired, you know what I'm saying, go away. Like you would kill Comcast, DirecTV, like all those people, because you subscribe to what they own. So like, for example, like Peacock, Channel 5's on there. Chicago Channel 5. I could get Channel 5.
But what they should do is they should make one that like puts them all together into one format.
Mm-hmm. And then have them have a technician install it.
Yeah, comes and then they cut you a deal for having certain channels.
And they bill and so you monthly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, why didn't anybody think of that before?
No, I'm just saying, you know, like I'm not complaining. I got Spotify and a bunch of other shit, you know. Yeah. So like, to me, I see the value.
Me too. Yeah. I see.
And,
it. Yeah.
And now they got you because they make their own fucking content. And if you want to stay up on that stuff, then you have to subscribe. Like,
no, I agree.
I haven't seen Stranger Things in a while, but the first two seasons were pretty fucking awesome. The first season was amazing.
Yeah. I haven't watched it. Everybody said it's like really good. Then what's the other one? The triangle on people. Netflix. Yeah. Suicide. It's like a suicide thing, or Squid Games.
Oh yeah.
I have no desire to watch that.
Then why are you bringing it up right now?
I just want to tell everybody, you're stupid. Situation's never gonna happen.
Oh, I mean, people like that kind of stuff. I haven't seen it, but it was like everybody was dressed up for that for fucking Halloween. Everybody had a exactly. triangle on their face.
Well, that was like the year before was like everybody was Trump. Like everybody's got a popular Halloween.
Yeah. Every shit. Year something happens is what you're saying. Like
what?
Every year something happens that ends up being like a gimmicky
yeah.
Halloween thing.
Yeah. But never us. We're never a gimmick.
No, because you are jokey costume guy.
Yeah.
What if you
tape on Barbies all over you and you're a chick magnet?
What if you dress up like a potato a potato and you say that you're a hooker? Because Idaho.
Nice.
Does that work?
What if you just wore like sleazy pants and you had like the wave foam thing? Would it be Ohio? Like you had a tube top and a...
No!
And you're like, no, I'm waving to a hoe. Whatever.
I'm just waiting. When I go slowly... The gap doesn't seem so big.
I usually come faster when I go slow.
No. No, see? No. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, for me, it's when I go faster.
See, to me, when it's like, I'm like, eh. Like, it's like one pump. Like, I'm done. I'm like, yeah. Ooh.
You go so slow, though, that one pump
yeah, lasts it's like,
longer than...
Think of it as like a million people giving you hand jobs on your dick. And you're like, ugh, I'm done. Then you just like limp fall out of her. Yeah.
This guy, you're funny, dude.
If you come and it goes, you should probably go to the doctor.
Probably go to, yeah.
Yeah, no, if it sounds ER. Like a fart, guys, it's probably an STD. Probably smegma.
I heard a story about someone who used to clean up porn video. Like, he was an editor, right?
So he was a cleaner, actually.
Yeah. And so that he's like, it was weird. Like, it was just four dudes that would sit in a room and we would all be watching porn and editing it and, you know, making it look better and stuff like that. And one time... Like every once in a while, he's like, every once in a while, someone would be like, oh, damn, that's nasty. He goes, one time, the one guy who never does that was like, oh, nasty. So they all the other three guys run to see what the fuck he's talking about because he never has that reaction. Apparently, the guy started to come and blood came out.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that guy's got fucking some type of fucking syphilis. STD.
Yeah, that's like
fucking gonorrhea or whatever it is. Like, and so what the editor did is he just changed the color of the blood to white.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forget they can do that. I forget porn's like high production, man.
So. Think about it. Like, the next time you're watching people coming, like, that would be fucking juice.
Yeah, beet juice.
Beet juice.
But B-E-A-T, like, beet it juice.
Is that
beet
what
juice.
Porn is called beet juice now?
I mean, when you put in cream-filled boob barber, I mean, it's a... Yeah, we just call it porn beet juice now.
Your brain is everywhere. I'm gonna.
It's fun though. It's fun to play up here. It's fun to play up here. My brain, I mean, not Indiana. Yeah.
No, I think that's the conceit of this entire podcast.
It's Nate's brain.
Yeah, we could have called it that. That could have been part of the name.
Actually, somewhere. Let's just make. Two of us, we'll make a podcast off of No Sense of Direction, and we'll just call it Nate's Brain.
A spinoff? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nate's Brain. Yeah.
No, it's like Eddie Van Halen and Alex Van Halen. We Van Halen's? Control it, yeah. And we're the dickheads. You play what I want to play. We talk about what I want to talk about.
Stop talking about that right now.
Right now, until tomorrow. Look, you stuff. Literally right after that, you gave a Van Halen reference. That was, I mean, you're like, stop talking about that right now. And you emphasize right now, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with.
Van Halen song. I don't know what Van Halen is, to tell you the truth.
It's their last name. It means nothing. It means it's just the last name.
No, I get that.
Like, this is their symbol. This is Van Halen.
What I mean is, I don't know, like, what their music is. I'm not
Panama Jump, Hot for Teacher.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ice Cream Man. Right now.
Is that the one?
David Lee Roth was the best frontman for them. When it was Sammy Hagar, I was like, I'm out. See ya. Van Hagar sucked. Van Roth was better. Because that's the Jump, Panama, Ice Cream. I'm the Ice Cream Man.
I'm trying to think of the Ice Cream Man. Hot for Teacher. Which one is that one?
That's the one where the drums are like...
at the beginning. Is that...
I'm getting bad, one? So bad.
Yeah,
I'm
is that Hot the good teacher. Singer?
Yeah, that's Van Roth.
Okay.
But David Lee Roth. So.
Did the other guys sound like... Do they sound alike?
No, not at all. It's complete opposites. Like the right now till tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's Hagar. Completely.
That's a good song, though. Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah, totally different. Like
then that sounds more like
sound they played changed,
that on.
Yeah.
They played that on the light. You know what FM, I'm saying? Like 93.1.
Yeah. Hey, here's your metal, yeah. All you light heads out there.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like Genesis. You're like, oh.
that to me, you see what I'm saying? Though?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those.
It's
songs.
Not like
whereas. I Want It Bad, or that's a loop song. That one they'll play on the loop. You know what I mean?
Well, and it goes into, like, if you go into the early Van Halen, it goes in, like, that's rock. Like, it's fucking rock. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Jump, Panama, like, all that stuff. Like, that's rock. And then when you get into Hagar days, it's like ballads. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Can this be love? It's like, yeah, I'm good. Can this be love?
I don't know that. I'm trying to like place that song right now.
All right, I'll do the humming because I don't know the words. Do 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 na 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 na.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't ring a bell.
All right, here we go.
Are you gonna play it through the podcast?
I'm gonna play it through the podcast.
Get it from Spotcast. Get it on Spotify.
From Spotcast.
Spotify.
Just name Anchor Spotcast. I think we just gave them new marketing.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
They should pay us for that.
Pay me, I came up with it.
No, I said us, asshole. This is a joint collaboration. Nate's brain.
Nate's brain on crack.
Nate's brain.
All right, we're connected.
You're listening to
Nate's brain.
WXRT.
VANH Van Halen came right up. Can this be love? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It sounds like you like that song.
I hate Hagar, man. Why can't this be love?
Is that he's a gun nut, isn't he? Or something like that? Is that
here
the gun nut?
Can you hear it?
No, I can't.
No, you're...
I can't hear it.
Oh, hold on. That's why. I should probably learn how to work this board, huh?
Yeah.
Let me put that one online. Can you hear it now? You have to hear that now.
Nope.
It's there. Talk.
I can kind of hear it. It's going in and out.
I don't know. Never mind.
It's not.
Yeah, it's that Bluetooth.
We'll figure it
thing.
Out.
It probably needs a software update. Who knows? Whatever. Everything needs a software update for things to work, right?
Those work. So, however, you have those set up.
Just on. I'm going through the Bluetooth thing. Going through the Bluetooth.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I should be able to hear it. I don't get it.
Let me try unplugging it and plug it back in.
Yeah, let me try something too.
Let it go in. Oh, connected immediately. Jesus. How about now? Maybe it's my phone.
Yeah,
how about that? Right there?
Are you playing it through the Bluetooth
though, yeah, I'm playing it through the Bluetooth. I mean, it turns down, like on the board. Here it comes. It's gonna go meow. Here it comes.
I've really? Never heard this song before in my life.
Oh, come on.
Never heard the song before in my
ever?
Life.
Ever? That's Van Hagar. Okay. So now we'll do Pop for Teacher.
This is
Van Ross.
This is the one that's creepy, man. He's like, "Hey, teacher, I will be your student," or whatever. Like, yeah, doesn't like, he like talk to her or something like that?
Well, have you seen the video? It's probably one of the best videos ever. It's a good video. Everybody watch the video. He's like, "Well, I don't feel 30. He's like a different beast. Here you go. Early. Let's do early. Here you go. This is a good one. It's good Van Halen. Early Van. Do you see the difference now?
Yeah.
It's like Hagar was more like, ooh.
But they had that raspiness, though. They still had that raspy. Both of them have that.
Yeah, that's true. But Sammy Hagar by himself, he was a good artist. Like, he was successful by himself. So it's like they brought him in thinking, like, everything would come over. But whatever. Eddie Van Halen's dead.
That never happens. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's how I look groups, at it.
Supergroups, some... Well, sometimes they're really
traveling
good.
Wilburys. Yeah, that one was like, it's like, unfortunately, that actually worked out.
Yeah.
Like, it's like actually
and
pretty
then,
good.
What, did somebody die or something like that?
Roy Orbison died, and then George Harrison right after, and then Tom Petty just died.
Yeah.
Within 10 years, yeah.
Yeah, my friend saw him at Milwaukee Fest
the
year before he died, yeah.
Yeah. I heard he puts on a good show. I was just never a big fan of Tom Petty.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I know his songs and stuff, and they're good. You know what I'm
they're
saying?
Good songs.
Yeah, like they're good songs, but I wasn't a big fan of the music. You know, it's like, that's just me. It's kind of like
I like Tom Petty.
You can respect an artist. You know, like for example,
yeah.
Rolling Stones, not my number one. But I respect them as artists, and they're good, and I know their songs and all that stuff. You know, so it's like that's how I look at it: is you can respect an artist, you don't have to like own every album, you
right?
Know? So
that's how I am with like there's bands out there that I fucking hate, but like I said, hey, they made it to the point where I heard their music.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So they're doing something right. What the fuck?
I agree.
Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit, as much as I hate that band and their music,
they did it. Yeah,
they did it. Yeah. They got out there, and that guy is, I know his name, so it's like,
yeah.
I used to be one of those guys that was like, oh, fuck that music and fuck this music. Now it's just like, man, it's fucking.
Well, it started that whole like Korn music and like, you know, Korn and Limp Bizkit. It was like it was like the same sounding music.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for Rage Against the Machine, you wouldn't have the rap rock. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Rage did it, man. Those guys were great.
Yeah, I saw them live.
I saw that. So do you remember when they did two shows at the Aragon way back in the day? This was like before 90s, like, yeah, mid-90s? This is like,
oh, was it Guerrilla Radio album?
No, this, yeah, their second album. No, is Evil Empire.
Evil Empire.
They did two shows back to back. The second, and I went to both shows. The second show, they opened up with Fuck the Police. Dude, the place erupted. It was just like, I was like, that's Rage Against the Machine version, Fuck the Police. I was like, Jesus.
They're legit.
Yeah.
The guy, Zach De La Rocha, is in Run the Jewels. Well, I don't know. Is he in Run the Jewels or does he just like guest on their music?
I'm not too sure. I know Rage tried to reform and something happened between him and Tom Morello. Which I think is one of the greatest guitar players of our time.
I think he's a douchebag.
But see, like,
I've heard he's a douchebag.
Bands like that, I feel like their political views get in the way of them being cool.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I'll buy that. It's like, okay, I know you're a cool person, but you're lost. Like, I don't, like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? You know, it's like, that's not even, he's like, yeah, man, you know, the ants in, you know, Central Park, they need our help. No, and, you know, it's like, dude, that's, and they're like obsessed about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
but that's the way you have to be
to save the ants in Central Park.
Yeah. To save the ants. Poor ants.
You know how many ants you step on probably just walking down the street?
Zero.
Oh, because you're like, you stay clear. you take that extra, like that extra long step if one's under you.
Yes, exactly.
You're like, oh shit.
Ah, that's an animal, dude.
An animal. It's an insect.
The only it's still an animal, right?
Well, we're animals if you really want to talk.
Exactly. I wouldn't want to kill it. Mosquitoes can go straight to hell, though. Fuck those.
Yeah, but that's an animal. You can't pick and choose.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can definitely pick against mosquitoes. Fuck mosquitoes and everything that they stand for.
Well, they don't. They
blood.
They fly.
I was like,
do you know mosquitoes? The furthest they've ever tracked a mosquito was 2 miles from like where they're born. Like, they don't fly far. See. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know this. This blew my fucking mind. Disney World has no mosquitoes. And you're like, how? So when they were building it, Walt Disney didn't want any standing water. He wanted it constantly moving. So anything else, they rebuilt. Like, it was, I was like, that's insane. So they had it always moving. So that's why you'll never get a mosquito bite at Disney World in the most humid place on earth.
Right, right, right. So I was going to say, Florida has billions of mosquitoes.
Yeah. But Orlando, go to Disney World, nothing.
Mm.
Because there's no standing water. And
if
there is, it's so far out that they won't come in.
It's like there's no standing water for a 2 mile radius.
Yeah, exactly. They're just like,
Walt Disney's like, keep that water running, motherfucker.
No, but they did research. I blew my mind. I was like, that's how much detail went into the most magical place on earth.
Yeah.
Like, to make it work.
I mean,
I feel like us as adults, we should all go to Disney World without kids and just be like, and I guarantee you'll have the time of your life. Because it's like you get a chance to just pull back from reality, have fantasy there.
What if
we did the podcast Disney at Disney World?
No.
Of the company, yeah, by the eventually. Way. Disney.
No, but what I was saying, what if Disney had like a, this is the adults weekend, like Adult Swim type deal. You know what I mean?
The clubs come out. They're like, "What year were you born? You go over there." Oh no! Yeah. Like in Epcot. They change it over from like the world to like, what year were you born? And it's like, they take the consensus of the average and it's like 74, here we come. And like, everybody's like disco partying. That'd be fun.
That's what I'm saying. Epcot, they do you're talking about like,
they do like the world
cities of the world. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Like it's insane. Like Epcot, I know Disney died before then, but he had these plans for it and they built it better than what he imagined, and I was like, geez.
Right.
Oh well, Disney, hell of an imagination. I give him, yeah, even though it, like, he became eccentric. Fucked up thing is how he died. He found out he, so you know, it's the 60s, they smoke, like it was like every, it was like, all right, that one's done, light up another.
Yeah.
So
I'm breathing air.
I gotta look classy.
That air is too harsh.
Too clean. Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it, in the 60s, the air was clean. Like,
I don't know about that.
It was starting to get dirty. Let's just say that it was the beginning. But
Industrial Revolution happened 60 years prior, and pollution was.
We just
terrible.
Didn't know it was there.
Okay, all right.
But it was still cleaner than what it is today. So anyways, he found out he had lung cancer and like was done in 3 weeks. Like that's how advanced lung cancer he was. I was like, wow. Like he died like right away after his diagnosis.
That sucks.
Yeah. Which I didn't know that. I was like, man, that's fucked up. Imagine where you're like, man, he thought he was just sick and like, hey, I'll weather the storm. Then he went to the doctor and they just said, yeah, you have like stage 4 lung cancer, like you're done. And he died 3 weeks later. But he had a good life. Like, I'll tell you, like, yeah.
I just think it's insane how powerful that fucking company is now. Like,
well, his brother took over after he died and he's the one that kind of like paved the way. He was the financial guy. And he's the one that like kind of paved the way for them. Yes, the power of that company is insane. Like, yeah, they own islands.
They own everything. Yeah, they own everything, dude. What don't they own? Look, they give away what is it? Hulu and
they bought
Disney Prime.
There was three people involved in Hulu. That was AT&T, Comcast, and Disney. Okay. So when Disney Plus came out and they were building that package, they needed the other two to leave. They paid out like billions of dollars to just have Hulu exclusively. I think they paid out AT&T, I think it was like $5 billion, and then they gave Comcast $17 billion because they had more shares.
Right.
Just to have Hulu. I was like, Jesus.
Just to make it part of their package.
Exactly.
Right?
It's like,
and then they have another one. They give you three services.
ESPN they've owned for a while. Yeah, it was when they acquired ABC, that's when they took on ESPN, because ABC was ESPN, so it was part of the package.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I was like,
ESPN.
Always. Well, no, when I was a kid, I was always like, it's weird how like Channel 7 is always like, they have a weird relationship. You can see it like in the way they cross promote each other.
Whenever, and they always say
sports.
Disney is a partner company of ABC. It's like, yeah, we know. You keep saying it.
Who does Monday Night Football now?
Monday Night Football is NBC.
NBC, but wasn't it on ABC?
It
for
was
a,
on
a,
ABC
a little
for,
bit.
Yeah. But here's what I found out, though. I guess the NHL signed with ABC. So,
no one cares, Dave. Sorry.
So ESPN Plus, I've been paying for the center ice package forever. So I have ESPN Plus, and ESPN Plus has all my hockey games on there, and they're never blacked out.
Perfect.
So I was like, buy that contract. Keep buying it.
Yeah.
Sign the like 40 years. I'll be dead.
And now you don't have that other service then?
Well, I have to get rid of it's like ever since I signed that contract, like the monthly fee dropped tremendously because like not all the games are on there.
Right.
Because they're all starting to go to streaming, which is smart. Cause like NFL, they'll be like the last one that goes to streaming.
Yeah. The picture quality is better.
Oh, with the NFL? Absolutely.
With traditional. Yeah.
Like TV broadcast you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, on the internet, you get the full picture, like 1080p or 4K or anything. Like you get
really?
The full picture. Yeah.
But I feel like you need like an insane connection to be able to stream 4K. You know what I mean?
You
like,
need 100 meg or more.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Yeah. Everybody thinks like you need a super download. It's like what you need to pay attention to is your upload. What it talks to, you know, I tell everybody, it's like your upload is the bitch. Like,
I had a friend who moved into a neighborhood where they have fiber, and
fiber optical.
Like, yeah, he was just like, he was asking me like, he's like, hey, like, which one should I get? Should I get this one or this one? I'm like, well, are they both fiber? He's like, no, this one's fiber. Why are you asking me this question?
Yeah, exactly.
like that's not even a. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're not at the mercy of old technology, you know.
Yeah, you might as well like exactly. That's gonna be the future. That's you got it first. Congratulations, asshole.
I tell everybody that. Everybody's like, you know, they're like, well, what's the difference? I'm like, I pay attention to your upload speed. If you game a lot, your upload is everything. Like your refresh.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you have 1,000 meg and your upload is 1,000 meg, you're going to be ahead of everyone. You know, it's like.
And not only that, because I don't game as much as I used to, but I transfer large files back and forth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's just like.
Oh, and it's like quick.
Yeah. Well, this right now.
Yeah.
I wish I had faster internet.
This right now, I have I think a 1.2 gigabit download, but my upload is 1.2 gigabit. You know what my upload is? 35 meg. It's like, I don't give a fuck about the download. It's like, everything's streaming now. So it's like, I need the communication to the server to keep pushing it in, you know? It's like, whatever. It's like, but yeah, like with, like I always say, it's like fiber's just, the upload is like no buffer wheel, no nothing. I kind of like my video. Like it's like I look dark. Like the lighting's perfect.
Yeah.
But what if I did? But if I do this,
I got a cool gradient going on my background.
Look at this. Look at this. What if I did this? Ew. Hey guys, I'm in my basement.
Coming you straight from a basement.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about wrestling, everything.
Hey, speaking of which, I'm in a basement too.
Is that?
Yeah, this is a garden apartment.
Well, I was gonna say because even when you started, like your windows were dark the whole time, so it's like either they're really low to the ground or they have like the metal thing so you could get out if there's a fire. You know.
Well, I have here. They're low to the ground, and there's a really tall building right next to me.
Uh-oh.
Like there's, it's like a walkway in between, like a gangway.
Yeah.
A
gangway. So how old is that term? Oh, that's where all the gangs go through. Listen here, see.
That's an old term, probably. Like,
the history 20s? Of the gangway. See, don't put a computer in front of us. Like it's. This is not. From, because you know, I actually Googled why do people say they pinched a loaf? That's my brain. Like honestly, like I want to know the term, like where it came from, and they said it's a term coming from, like when you poop and you cut the turd off with your anus, it's like pinching a loaf off. I was like, ugh. So okay, the word stems from an old-fashioned definition of gang. A going, journey, way, or passage. In the early 20th century, gangway was also a common command meaning clear the way.
Oh, has, like, gangway!
Yeah. It has nothing to do with violence.
Huh.
Or that's where the mobsters ran through.
Is that what it says? Like the third one?
Yeah, that's third definition. Everything you thought about gangway means nothing. That's the third definition.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah, me too.
Well, this is...
All right, let me lube my vocals. Because I'm.
Thing I wanted to mention real quick, though, Nate, is when you were talking about Van Halen.
Yeah.
To me, like, because you were like, oh, you know, when they came out, they were just rock. They were just rock. And to me, Foo Fighters is like that.
Oh.
To me, Foo Fighters is not my favorite band.
I thought you were doing a bad transition to the social medias.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Not, like, at all, not at all.
That's my bad transition, interrupting somebody and just talking about our social media. But continue on, Foo Fighters. I was just...
Well, to me, they're not my favorite band at all, but I respect them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too. I'm the same way. His daughter, Dave Grohl's daughter, came out with and he's playing drums and she's playing guitar. It's good. Like, it was on the punk rock, like, faction, like, or the punk rock whatever.
Right.
On Sirius XM. I was like, this isn't a bad, like, this isn't bad. Like, it's pretty good.
Is she singing or?
Yeah. Chloe Grohl, I think her name is.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's, but I mean, think about her dad. Like, her dad, like, the most iconic bands in the world. Like,
yeah. And not only that, the guy plays every fucking instrument too.
Like, yeah, he's like, let me help you produce it too. And I'll make sure everything sounds great. You know,
musically, that guy's probably a genius.
Right? Yeah, well, the one thing I do give Dave Grohl credit for is that Foo Fighters album, the first one.
He did
every instrument on that and mixed it all together. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that. They couldn't show up. Like, there was like, but because Pat Smear from the Germs was in the Foo Fighters in the beginning. And not Pap, Pat Smear.
Pap Smear.
From the Germs, an old punk rock band. But Darby Crash was the lead singer. Yeah, exactly. The Germs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you gotta. So anyways, so like there was like booking issues where not everybody could be there at the same time and the album needed to be cut based on their contract. So he just went in and recorded everything. He's like, screw it. So the first album is all Dave Grohl. So I was like, that's pretty cool. Plus he's a nice guy. Like in all the interviews, he doesn't bring up a Nirvana. He doesn't talk anything about that unless like it's asked. Like if it's, you know what I'm saying? He's just, no, this is what I'm doing now. What I did in the past is what I did in the past.
That's great.
And that's what I respect about Dave Grohl. But I'm not a big Foo Fighters. I'm not a big Foo Fighters fan, just like you. Like, I'm like, okay.
Well, and not only that, like, his little side things, like when he was on Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he did
that album.
Drumming.
Fucking killed it, man. And other projects, too.
That's messed up.
And now he's doing this.
So did you ever hear, speaking of Queens of the Stone Age, did you ever hear the Rancid song, Fall Back Down?
No.
She's not the one coming back for you. She's not the one coming back for you. If I fall back down.
Yeah.
So the lead singer of the Stone Age, because Tim Armstrong from Rancid was dating the lead singer of the Lunatics. That song's about her leaving him for the lead singer of Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah, that's what that song's about. Because it hurt him. Like, he was hurt. And you pump out a good song. Like, hey man, like, that was a good song. Like, Fall Back Down by Rancid is a good song. Because it's true. She's not the one coming back for you.
Well, I never knew that George Harrison and Eric Clapton had that wife-sharing thing. Or whatever.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I always tell everybody, it's like... a lot of music is heartbreak. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's always a girl. It's always a man. It's always something happened. And it's like this emotional pain comes out into it. And it's like, but then you when you actually know behind the scenes, it's like, yeah, things were pretty fucked up and intertwined. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
So, but I would have never have put Queens of the Stone Age with Rancid and the Lunatic. Like, how the fuck does that happen? Yeah, it's like, totally different music. They never toured together. How the fuck did they meet? Like, so it's like, it's just funny. So
just on the scene, though, you know, like,
oh yeah, just being around, like, hey, what's up, man? Yeah. Like, I'm just here to support, you know. Yeah, fucking Lunatics.
Fucking and well, real quick, back to the Beatles and the Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking to myself, like, how golden was this bitch's pussy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, man, it must have, like, fucked itself. You just put it in there, and it was like... Yeah, it was like automatic. Nobody thrust it. Nobody did anything.
It didn't have to.
It was like, hi-ya!
It's kind of how, like, when you're doing that slow thrust.
Yeah. You just put it in, it's already going. It's kind of like when you look at like a machine, like with pistons, it's like your dick's coming in, it's opening up the doors. There's like a lot of orange behind it. And then you put it in, and it's like, just, I'm going to fuck this dick without moving.
That's exactly what it's like. You just put it in, and
that's it. What if you push the button?
There's a button.
Pull her hair a little, and it's like, zzz. Yeah, it's like, that's the button.
You gotta prime it, though. You gotta prime it.
Yeah, you gotta smack, 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 pull. Yeah, hit the ass. That's hit terrible. The ass. Yeah,
that's terrible.
It's not. Some girls like that.
Yeah, some girls do.
So I found out a new term, and this is actually, like, it blew my mind. Like, I was like, I didn't think this was a thing in the sex world. What is it called? It's a findom? Findom. It's like a bond, like, almost like a bondage thing, but it's findom. Because the way it was explained, because he was asked the question, he goes, oh, it's when you put your... you know, ass on her face, and you have a boner, and it, you know, it looks like a shark fin. So it's like findom, I think. So that's not what it is, actually. It's not sitting.
Okay.
But that was.
I thought you were explaining what it was.
No, what it is guys or girls, not too many girls do that. Guys get off on women spending their money.
So the man's money. What?
Here's 10 grand. Go have fun. That's a fetish. I didn't fucking know that was a thing.
That's weird.
How do I sign up? Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, there's got to be somebody lonely that...
A gay dude. You got to find a gay dude that's into findom.
Yeah, findom. Just because it means, like, financial domination or something like that.
Oh, findom.
Yes, there we go.
But
the way the person explained it was, because it was like, ask these questions, and then they talk to the expert that's doing it.
But there's got to be.
And he goes, well, what's a findom? He's like, I don't know. You sit on the girl's face, and you have a boner, and it looks like a shark fin. My gosh, that's like, okay. You think my imagination's crazy. Jesus. I would have never thought of that one.
Yeah, because I was going to say, because sometimes when I was on Urban Dictionary, when we tried that little skit that didn't work out.
Which one?
The one about being on Urban Dictionary, the word of the day.
Oh, yeah. Do they have a word? I think they do have a word of the day.
But they're fucking lame.
Stupid, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that might have been funny.
Is it lame because we're old, or is it?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. That's what I was about to say.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah,
You know, kids would probably fucking laugh at it. Kids are stupid.
What was the one you said? Like the porch something?
Porch bitch.
Yeah, it's like, where it's like an
someone
old...
who sits on the porch and bitches at you, yeah, or something like that.
That's a thing?
That's not a thing. Yeah. Someone just made that up and it's not funny.
Especially in this area. In this area, nobody sits on the porch. I'll get shot.
Oh, yeah? It's not that bad.
Perfect pause. Come on, Ernesto. You should have heard that. Oh, yeah.
And then...
You like the Foo?
Nah, I mean, like I said, they're okay.
Yeah.
Their songs are really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not an avid fan. It's not, like, that's like, not...
Like, if my friend had an extra ticket, I'd go see him.
Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't buy the ticket.
I bought a ticket once, but that's because they were playing at Wrigley Field. And that was cool.
Yeah, I feel like everybody does that now.
Yeah, they were playing at Wrigley Field.
Green Day did it. Like, everybody's done it.
They have a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had a sweater there that had the Cubs logo, but inside it said Foo Fighters.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I bought it.
Sweet, man.
Yeah. I can't wear it, though, because it's too small.
If we're gonna do this video,
I'm too big.
If we're gonna keep doing video, I'm gonna eat a lot.
Why?
Why not?
You're gonna eat like during the video?
Sandwiches, and I'll be like, oh yeah. Just be funny.
Are you thinking of like what's the worst thing that I can do for this?
Yeah. I was thinking because now we have a
what's
camera.
What's the worst idea I can have?
Food.
Yeah, food. No, there's probably worse ideas, but you can make it like chat roulette where you're showing your dick all the time.
Hey, or we could do it like roulette. Like, is he going to eat? Is he going to show his dick? Who knows?
That's why I tune in.
Yeah.
You know?
No, is he going to put a gun to his head like roulette? No, I'm just kidding. So I need to talk about other things. No, just kidding.
No, what we need to do is we need to segue. See that segue?
No, you can't say what we need to do is slowly go into the next topic. That's a horrible segue. What we need to do is talk about the next topic.
That's a great segue.
Yeah.
What we need to do is let's segue over to talking about social media.
Well, our friend... created his own podcast, which I think it's called something.
We don't know yet.
Actually, let's look it up. Let's give him a shout out. Fuck it. No, honestly, it's called Three Guys in a Stogie. That's his yeah. So only one person smokes a cigar. Just kidding.
No, they're passing it around. They're passing.
I see what it is. But
it's
yeah,
probably a magic stogie.
Give him a shout out. Inspired by us.
Don't say that, bro. Inspired by us. Like,
we
sound so fucking
we made
magnanimous.
This happen. If it wasn't for us, he wouldn't have his own.
He should personally call and wait. He did thank us.
He did.
Never
mind. All right, we'll be nicer. We'll be nicer.
Yeah, stop being an ass.
No, but check it out. Hold on one second. Blah, blah, blah.
You know what we need to do is we need to segue. That was a good segue, bro. I can't believe you fucking.
What we need to do. What we need to do is start closing it up. Round it up, everybody.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah. Even though we're not even at each other's house.
I don't understand. Yeah. Wait.
Can't stay here. I'm not
you
even
don't
there.
Have to go home, but you can't stay here. Wait, I'm home. Like, where am I going to
yeah.
go?
Wouldn't that be fine if we just swap places? You're like, well, I can't stay here. I guess I'll go to your place.
I guess I'll go. Yeah. I'll live amongst.
You know who okay. I really miss in this podcast?
Who?
Hector.
Hector?
No, I know you guys were going to think I said Maria, but it's not true.
No, of course not.
Exactly. Like, we're fine without her.
Yeah. So far, it's been a barrel of monkey laughs.
It has. So. And you know what? We get to talk about, she doesn't like redirect us to like relationships, like, because she needs to know about her relationship at that time. She wants a guy's point of view. I feel like we're taken advantage of during the, because she wants to know what we think of, because I'm emotionalist and, you know, Ernesto's got emotion. I have no emotions when it comes to relationships.
I can see that.
But some form of emotion. But no, not like the ones where it's
you
like...
You can't walk it back. You can't walk it back.
Cool. Yeah, I have no emotion.
Well, I guess lust is an emotion, right?
Talk more, sir. No, I'm just kidding. Lust is an emotion. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. You turned into Pepe Le Pew.
Like, I was like, hello. Oh, my sweet... God, what
stupid.
Are you... Yeah. My sweet, stupid beach. No, there was one time he, in French, he goes, I want to make love to you till morning. Mind you, I'm like 8. And I'm like... Mm-hmm. I thought, like, sex was sex. You know, I was like, oh, I want to make sex to you. Like, what is... Like, I want to make love to you? Like, what? I want to sit there and, like, go...
Really?
That's what I thought, like, back when I was a kid. He was a pervert.
Nate.
He was a pervert. Yeah, that was sweet. And then I hit the age of reason like a year later. Yeah, I was 9.
Yeah. And then you were smoking with that one kid.
Yeah.
Oh, what were you like?
I was 10 when I had my first cigarette.
You were, weren't you like doing crazy shit at 9 years old?
So at 10 was my, that was actually my age of reason. So, okay. I was like smoking, drinking and making out with bitches. I was still a virgin. 4 years later, I lost my virginity.
Mm.
I should write this in a book, like chapter 4. I just turned 14.
That's the shortest chapter.
Yeah, exactly. I turned 14. Chapter 2.
There's a book that's like that, actually. That has like
just like three sentences.
I think it's like, I'm a fish or something weird like that.
Jerry?
Incoming call.
Hector AT&T.
Oh, it's Hector.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Put him on speaker.
Hold on. Oh, now I got him.
You didn't hear a word I just said, did you?
No, nope. Not at all. Welcome back. I had you on the wrong output, so sorry.
Wow, so that little intro I just did for myself is garbage?
Yeah. It was dead air, bro.
Yeah, that's how it works.
We couldn't hear shit.
Fucking A, man. Dude, that was a good one. It was like one of those one-time things. I can't repeat it. I can't. Just hi.
That's convenient.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you know, OG, long-time listener, former subscriber.
Okay, that's why we went down.
Yeah. Wow. What an ass. No, we're doing a remote.
Yeah, no one's
in.
Oh,
no kidding.
So you call in, so now it's like the third remote. So it's perfect.
Oh, yeah, no Maria today.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
She moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah.
What? Really?
No.
No, we're just fucking around.
Oh.
Actually,
this episode, we've been bashing her like crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, can I join?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let me try something real quick since we're sitting here.
I probably could.
Let's try FaceTime audio with you.
Oh, I'm driving. I'm driving right now.
Audio.
Oh, FaceTime audio.
Audio. Oh,
okay.
But I'm going to hit FaceTime, and because you're plugged in, it's going to go to audio. So. How's that?
No, I cannot hear you.
But we can hear you just fine.
So what's new with you, bro? What you been on?
Oh my gosh, man, let me see. I don't know. When was the last time I was on the show? What did we talk about? I'm married. Did we talk about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, weren't you married? You were already married.
He was engaged. He was on his way to it.
Oh, no, then we didn't talk about that. What?
Yeah, I got married. I'm married. I'm locked down.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
When was it?
That's a thing. Well, when?
Sorry, ladies.
Sorry, ladies. This handsome devil is taken.
Can you hear my music?
Yeah, we did.
But yeah, that's the biggest thing with me.
Sorry, the road to nowhere. Talking heads.
Trying to buy another car because in less than a month, I already put 6,000 miles on this thing.
Only?
And I'm not going to put that 6 miles on the Audi.
Get rid of it.
Get yourself an electric car, bro.
Oh, no, that costs too much.
No, yeah, but look at what you're saving in gas, though.
It doesn't matter. I don't pay for gas. My company pays for gas.
I didn't say go get yourself a fucking Tesla. I said get an electric car. They have cheaper ones.
Or a Nissan Leaf.
No, I really don't care about that because I swipe my gas card.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't pay for it. So I'm actually thinking about getting an SUV and being like, ah, fuck you, environment, even though I'm trying to save you.
What a dick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. The douchey.
No, you should get that Nissan Leaf. I think it comes with a pack of tampons in the back.
And it goes.
No, I'm actually looking at. I'm looking at another Audi.
That's kind of. You're complaining about gas, and you're like, "Oh, I need another Audi."
No, no, no. He's complaining. He's like, "I don't want to put miles on my Audi, so I'm gonna get another Audi." That's gonna be your Audi. You're gonna have two.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get an older Audi. So I mean, I'm thinking of like a 94.
I was thinking 94. Audi. It's got good technology in it.
Yeah, I mean, something. I need something all-wheel drive because I'm gonna be out here in all types of weather and snow. And you know what? I'm finding out when I pull up to customers' houses right now, and they see me in this Audi, it's like they're more inclined to buy because they see me, I guess, have some type of wealth or money because I have, quote unquote, an Audi.
Yeah, you're successful.
Yeah, that I'm successful and I know what I'm doing because I guess I'm getting good commission. I want to keep that same mentality. I want them to think.
So if I pull up in my Ford Explorer 2021. They would be like, yeah, he doesn't have money. It's a Ford.
Blech. Well, actually, I was thinking about getting a Ford Explorer.
They're nice cars, man.
They do, but this one was the, you know, it had the headlight. It was a Interceptor. What was it called? A police car?
Oh, they're six so inches. They're 6 inches lower than a regular, like, consumer. That's the only difference. They could take a turn quicker. That's about it. So,
dude, all I want to do is fly down the expressway and have people slow down to get the fuck out my way, thinking I'm a cop. That's all I care about.
If you just get an Explorer, they think you're a cop.
Yeah, I know, but this one has like the little headlamp light.
Yeah, if they. It's an Explorer. People drive 35 miles in front of me every time I get behind them. So.
Oh, so it's a gift and a curse, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, ugh. And they're like, oh, it's caught up. And then I pass them. They're like, oh. Yeah. It's a good time. Zoom would like to record this computer screen.
That's awesome, man. How about you guys? What's new with you? I haven't seen you guys in fucking forever.
Been good. We're just working and doing our thing. That's about it.
Yep. I just recently got.
Hello.
Hi. This call is being recorded for training purposes.
Porpoises. For training porpoises.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
What's up? Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. How do you feel being live right now?
Oh, just wonderful.
This is we're recording for the podcast. You called in the middle of our recording sesh.
Oh, I was attending a phone call. I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys were recording.
No, you're good. No. Don't be sorry.
You're always welcome.
I had some cheese, Jerry, but you didn't answer, and so I had to call the next person on my list, which is Nate. And then if Nate didn't answer, Ernesto, I was gonna actually reach out to you. And then if you didn't answer,
you're the default.
I was gonna call Desi. Yeah. Like I was like,
it's
everyone...
like it's going down the list. Thanks, bro. I'm glad I'm three.
I mean, you made the list at least.
I'm glad.
It's like top five.
All right,
Jerry, I saw you on TikTok, bro.
Oh, I'm TikTok famous already?
Yeah, bro, I liked it.
All two of us.
I hearted it.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Thanks for the heart.
It was the one where you're like you jump and then you get dressed or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I see you.
Is that how you get dressed every morning?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you wake up and you're like, ugh, these are my PJs.
Yeah, and then I just jump. And
you jump and you're in a suit.
And then I'm ready.
Yeah, he's like wearing like a blue shirt and some shorts or some shit. And then he jumps and then all of a sudden he's like in like a tux or something.
It would have been better if the intro song was like that. Me, me, me. And he started doing the dance and then he jumped and it turned into like...
Well, I mean, you can do your own TikTok if you think you could do better.
All right, I'll do it. Watch. I'll do it to where I jump and the clothes don't come on. I'm just naked.
You know what TikTok always wanted to do? I always wanted to do the TikTok that goes, I pick this boobie up and I pick this boobie up and I drop them. Because I don't care. I think I liked every single one of those videos.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah.
What?
That's the thing about TikTok, man, is that like... There's like so many different threads that you can miss entire fads and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I liked your whatchamacallit. Doesn't it tell you? It doesn't alert you?
I don't have the notifications turned on for TikTok because they get out of hand sometimes. You know, just so many likes.
God, I'm working on. So famous.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I don't have the notification. You know, just sometimes, like, the phones just they get on my nerves with so many notifications, so I just turn them off.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, but yeah, thanks for liking the video. I'll have to go in and check it out, see which one it was.
I never like your videos, but I do share them.
Well, thanks.
I'm like, that's my boy Jerry. I mean, you get more views if I share, right? So I figured.
That is true.
Hey, ass, you can do both.
Yeah, you're right. I apologize. But Jerry, I gotta tell the cheese man that I called you for.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I didn't answer. I was at church, guys.
The fuck? Yeah, right, church? You lying ass liar.
I'm trying to
You're on your knees praying.
Just because you were on your knees in front of a priest doesn't mean you were at church, bro.
Accepting the Holy Spirit as he places it in your mouth.
I was accepting it.
Why you keep your hair short so he doesn't part it?
Yeah. That's exactly why. That is exactly why.
Oh, man.
Suffer the little children. Come on to me.
What was that movie that had that fake preview for the priest, the gay priests? You know what I'm talking about? Do you remember? I want to say it was Tropic Thunder.
It was
Tropic Thunder.
They kept doing like the like trailers, like if you sat down to watch a movie and stuff.
It
was Tobey Maguire and Garfield something.
Yeah, the guy who played Spider-Man the second one.
Yeah, but both bad one, guys, right? Uh-huh.
No, the Tobey Maguire was the bad one. Like James Garfield, I think is his name.
There you go.
But he did a better job than the Tobey Maguire's because Fox got a hold of it. I'm nerding out. Anyways, continue on about your priest love.
So what happened after you swallowed the Holy Spirit, Jerry? Everything good?
Everything is...
He took the body of Christ.
Yeah, literally.
Well, a little bit more, but
yeah, it took the whole thing.
May the power of Christ compel you. Ugh.
And I was compelled. I sure was.
Oh, that's funny.
How are you guys? I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. What's been new? What's been going on?
That's what I said.
This is actually our first time Maria's not here, so that's about it.
Yeah.
Still doing the pod, just hanging out. Hey, if you guys get a chance on Hulu, watch Dope Sick. That was the last show I watched. It's like eight episodes. Fucking amazing. Michael Keaton, phenomenal in it. But it's about the OxyContin situation, like how they were pushing it and all that stuff. Like, if you guys get a chance, like, sit down and watch it. It starts off a little slow, but once you get past, like, the slowness, it becomes, like, you're like, well, fuck.
But it's, does Michael Keaton play, like, the owner of the...
He plays OxyContin? A doctor, yeah. No, he plays a doctor that was, like, duped by a sales rep. You know, and pretty much what the company was telling the sales reps to reword things, it created this whole opioid pandemic. And it's just like he's a small town doctor, knows everybody in town, all that stuff. And he pretty much, that was like ground zero for...
He got everybody hooked?
Yeah, because he's like, yeah, they said it's non-addictive, it's time release. And then just goes into the whole situation. Like, it's actually pretty good. Like, Michael Keaton's just amazing in it. Like, he's just... And then it's got a twist to it because it's actually a true story. It's like a true story that's going on right now. Because while I was watching it, that's when CVS in Maine has to pay out, I think it was like $7 billion to, like, the families that, like, lost people.
So, yeah, I mean, painkillers is no joke, dude. I was addicted to painkillers at one point.
Yeah, it's not cool. Like, it's... The way they perceive it was, this was the company telling their sales reps to say that. And yeah.
Well, can I clarify this real quick? Hold on. I was not a pill popper. I was not a pill popper. That's when I had my first back surgery.
Yeah.
And I had all those complications.
Did they give you Oxy?
Yes.
Yep.
No. Yes, Oxy. It was OxyContin. So I was taking Oxy, but I was taking it every 4 hours on the dot just because of the complications I had after my first back surgery.
Yeah,
because
you had breakout pain.
Yeah.
Breakthrough pain, it's called. And, take another one when you have this. So you keep popping it more and more and more. That's what this whole series is about. Like, if you get a chance, like, watch it. It's on Hulu. Dope Sick.
And honestly, I'll say this. Like, now I know why. Like, the hardcore addicts, like, it's so hard for them to come off of whatever drug or pill they're taking, just because it took me like almost 2 weeks to completely kick the habit.
Yeah.
But it was 2 weeks of hell, like migraines left and right.
Can't find that drug anymore now.
The cold sweats, the diarrhea, the vomiting, just it's like my body was craving it so much that I, like, what? My foot hurts now? Why is my foot hurt?
Yeah. If you watch it, they start off with like 10 milligrams, which was like fine. And then it's like, they're like, well, double the dose. And then it turned into, the lowest one you found at their peak was like 80 milligram. Like, it was just like insane. Like, watch it. It's like, it's kind of like a docuseries, but like with actors, you know?
Well, the reason I asked that question is because it sounds a lot like that one for the McDonald's owner.
Or founder? Whatever, with Michael Keaton? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, what is this guy just playing all the fucking CEOs or something like that? Like,
no, he was... Michael Keaton's character in there is just like I said, a small-time doctor that got sold, if that makes sense. And then it just created this whole situation. So,
yeah.
But yeah, watch it. Hey, Jerry, did you get into your HBO Max?
You know what? I did, and I started watching the new Sex and the City show. And just like that, it's actually a pretty good show, guys. You should probably watch it, too.
Sex and the City? Yeah. I'll be right not on that.
It took me a minute.
It's called And Just Like That or something, like, right?
Yeah, And Just Like That. Yeah. I pulled my ugly Kim K cry in the first two episodes, so just a heads up.
You cried?
Yeah.
Did you go in the bathroom and say, I don't even know why I'm crying?
I don't even know why I'm crying.
Like, you God, paused, nope. He paused it and went into the bathroom to go cry. I don't even know why.
That's what I'm known to do. That's what I'm known to do. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry I put you guys through that.
That's great.
Oh, that's a real thing? That's a real story?
You didn't know that? That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's the real deal on that. I really did go into the bathroom and cry when all three of us worked together, and my excuse was always, I don't even know why I'm crying.
But here's what killed it. This is what made it like a funny is as he was shutting the door, I was like, hey man, you okay? And he goes, I don't even know why I'm crying. And then like the door like slowly closed. That's what it was. And I was like, okay, because they had like one of those things on the top of the door, like for like slowly
closed. Yeah, like the hinge.
Yeah, whatever. Like so because even if you do pull it, it's gonna shut slowly. But and then he came out and I was just like, you okay? And he's like, yeah. He's like, I don't even know why that happened. I was like, well, you literally went into the bathroom and cried.
It sounds to me like if I picture that happening, the doors closing slowly and you just hear the saddest violin.
It's like, yeah. Or like bad background music. Like,
on a Friday night at work, it wasn't a good work day.
Yeah.
I feel like with this, the FaceTime audio is better than when you put the video in. That's when it's, yeah. Keep talking, Jerry. Without you being mumbled in the covers.
Jerry's face down, ass up right now.
Exactly. Get it. He's like, I'm talking into the bed.
I feel like he always has to replace pillows.
Do I sound mumbled?
Like all of them, like in the center, they're always like gone. Like it's just very, it's just straight to the bed.
Do I sound mumbled?
No, it, like now you don't.
Not anymore. You did earlier. I think it was. It sounded like you were underwater. Yeah, it was.
I was wearing AirPods. And I think they were given out. But I'm back now, guys.
Is that what they call it now in the community?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I was wearing AirPods, if you know what I mean.
If you wearing know AirPods. What I'm saying, wink.
So, yeah, Jerry. Oh, yeah. How's everything going with you?
Everything is well. Still on Grindr, Growler, you know, regular
things. Everything.
I kind of gave up Tinder and Bumble, you know, just...
Yeah, just you know, couldn't find love over there, huh?
Yeah, no, can't find it.
We'll actually put this on our socials and actually say Jerry needs a boo.
Oh, speaking of social, you guys had someone write on one of your posts.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I replied.
Oh, did you? Okay,
we replied and we actually gave him a shout out already. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, Hector, if you want to say anything right now, we can always edit it all together.
So, yeah, after he posted that, you know, like normally I'm not on Facebook, but he tagged me and I was like, oh, shit, hey. I'm glad that we were able to influence, you know, someone else to start a podcast because, I mean, at the end of the day, I miss doing the podcast because I saw it as very therapeutic, you know, just
vent.
Let shit out, you know, vent and
talk about whatever. Joke about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now I feel like a therapist because he calls me a lot and just like.
I'm sorry.
Honestly.
So bring him back. Bring him back.
I called Jerry one day. I don't even know why I'm crying, Jerry.
Just out of the blue. He's just like, I don't even know why I'm crying. Click.
Hector, did you ever get your colonoscopy done?
I sure did.
Oh, okay.
How's it look up there?
Yeah, it's up there.
Like an asshole. No, funny thing. So, like, I got to tell you the story of this whole colonoscopy process. So, I mean, they had me drinking this shit that this mix, this laxative and whatever that make me shit and all that fun stuff. So, I get to the clinic, And the second I set room, as far as like the prep room, I just hear people left and right, like ripping ass. And I'm trying my hardest not to laugh. And you just hear people like coaching, like, yeah, go ahead, make sure you let it all out.
They're coaching you.
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great.
Yeah,
and I know a place like this, like Nate would be fucking dying with all the ass ripping.
When I get my colonoscopy, I'm gonna be the one laughing at myself. Like I'm gonna be like, did you hear that one?
Okay, no. So here's the thing, though. So when I was done, and you know they woke me up, the nurse lady was like, okay, and yeah, I was gonna say she was cute. No, she wasn't. She was old. But still, I mean, you know, just to start ripping ass in front of a woman, it's kind of like that. You don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, I do it with Myra all the time. She gets pissed off at me, but it's okay. She's like, okay, so just make sure you're going to have a lot of pressure up there. You're going to feel like you're going to have to poop, but I reassure you, there's nothing in there, so push and let out. And, and you know, like, she's literally coaching me on how to, like, rip ass. So I was like, oh, okay. And, I'm laying there, and they had me on my side. I'm like, dude, nothing's coming out. And she's like, oh, just give it a second. This guy next to me rips ass so fucking loud, I start laughing. And, dude, I let out the biggest fart in my whole life. I was like, holy shit.
They have to be, and like, then, the poor nurses. Like, they're probably like, yeah.
Dude, yes.
God forbid then, if their husband calls them, they're like, oh, sorry, it's a client.
I'm laughing yeah. so hard that my ass is laughing with me. So I'm like, your mask going.
It's like pulling the pull start on a. It's like.
That's the second pull start reference that you've made is. Today.
Dildos and farts. It all comes together. So
what a combination.
It is. So yeah, if we could do this remotely, let's get the gang back together.
I mean, I may be able to pop in every now and then. But I'm in a competition right now for $1,000 bonus. My team is facing off against other teams and we've been kicking ass. We're at the finals now, so it's my team, which is a team of six, is going against, I believe, some team in Texas, and they have a team of 18. And we're killing it so far.
Huh? Yeah.
I said, how is that fair?
Dude, it's not fair because our team's shorthanded, but, like, dude, we got some killers on our team, man. I'm like, I'm surprised.
Killers.
We got some killers, man. We got some people that are
K-I-L-L-A-S. Killers.
Killers, man.
With a Z. Sorry, no
killer,
S.
Kill.
Anyways, guys, I do have to get back upstairs. I have to call it a night.
Yeah.
It's already 7.
So how about we say goodbye to everybody out there?
Hey, everybody.
Follow us on the social medias. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Thank you very much. You guys know, like, subscribe, share, tweet, all the other good stuff. It's been a pleasure having Hector and Jerry back. That's awesome. And it kind of happened unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Very unexpectedly.
Very random.
Hey, like old times.
Is it random or is it not random?
Mm.
The listener will never know.
On the one day where Maria couldn't join us.
Weird. I think we found her a replacement. I said I was doing interviews today. I was doing interviews.
Yeah.
Convenient.
Perfect, actually.
Yeah. Good timing, guys.
Awesome. Things happen for a reason, man. Things happen for a reason.
True. But wait. Never.
Alrighty,
guys. That was a thought. That would be another half an hour.
We'll let you guys drop and then
close it out and we'll discuss.
Sounds good. This was Hector signing off. Deuces.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was fun.
And for all of us that no sense of direction,
minus Maria,
but adding Hector and Jerry. This is Ernesto. Bye.
Good night, Earth.
Peace.
We are recording.
We are recording live, coming to you live from live.
From Zoom.
Live from...
Ow Now Brown Cow, Ow Now Brown Cow.
Ow Now Brown Cow, 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 Ow Now Brown Cow.
It's our jam, bro.
That sounds like a... Yeah, that sounds like a techno, like...
Oh... I don't know, Bronco. I don't know, Bronco. I don't know. Bronco. We're stupid. This is what happens when you get old. So. This is No Sense of Direction. I'm Nate. Good night, Earth.